When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
4 o'clock in the Motor City, Christmas Eve. Many of you are out shopping right now. Appreciate you listening to the show. And feel free, you can give us a call. Give us your shopping horror stories, or hey, you're a conquering hero. You went out there and you turned this day and made it yours. 248-539-9797. We've been talking a couple of things. We're talking about gift giving and what type of gift giver are you? Are you okay with money or gift cards like me? Because I'm the poster boy. I love giving gift cards and cash to people. You figure out what you want. It's not my job. Do what you got to do. Or you're that last second Christmas shopper. We've had a couple people say, hey, they're at different malls. I know David is he went out there and he tackled the world. I guess he's done. He sent me a text. So he's alive. He made it through. And then it's funny, I got a text from Freddie the Pizza Man. Said, Rieger's easy to get a gift for. You just get him golf lessons. Because he may be the worst golfer ever. Like, I don't know why he loves golf so much, because every one of his golf stories starts off with him saying how bad he sucks.
Do you think Jeff buys, like, I know for Thanksgiving he buys, like, the pre-cooked meal, like, mm-hmm. just put on the table. Do you think he buys, like, all bundles for people for Christmas, like the deodorant? The toothbrush, the cologne, all in like one pack. Do you think he just buys like five of those for the males and then the females? It's like the like perfume, deodorant, soap. Do you think he just does that?
No, Jeff's cheap. I can't even see him doing that. That would be the one time where all of a sudden Jeff then, you know, I don't celebrate Christmas because I'm Jewish, but he's like, doesn't celebrate anything dealing with Judaism except for Christmas. No, can't do that. Jewish, so yeah, that's Rieger. He's cheap, but then again, he does the Thanksgiving Day thing.
Oh, that was hilarious when he was talking about that. The ticket texts that were coming in were so funny.
You know what Rieger is? Rieger's a regifter. I bet you, Rieger is a regifter. Well, he will just go and take everything. Like if you get him something and he doesn't care for it, he'll keep it in the box. Maybe even keep the wrapping paper on it. Change out the tags. And turn around and give it to somebody else next year. That sounds like a Jeff Rieger move to me. 248-539-9797. I do want to add this. With the Lions being so good, have the Detroit Lions made it easier for you to do your Christmas shopping this year? Where it's easy. You don't know what to get a Lions fan. Just get them something with Detroit Lion on it, something with Grit on it, something with Dan Campbell on it, just Jared Goff, like a player's name, Aiden Hutchinson, yeah, Sonic and Knuckles t-shirts. Like, has the Detroit Lions made it very easy for you to buy gifts this year? Because let's face it, everybody loves this Lions team. That you just go out, there's a hat that says Grit, bang, there you go. That's going to Uncle. You know what? Here's a t-shirt. Says Lions. That t-shirt, you know, I was a Detroit fan before it was cool t-shirt. You're buying that for somebody. Have the Detroit Lions made it easier for you this Christmas to go out and buy gifts? Because you just got to get anything that's Lions related. And you know, People are going to love it. They're not going to turn it down. 248-539-9797.
Yeah, I certainly think that it has, because before, like with my family's white elephant, there was always like a Tom Brady thing, like Patriots, whoever was good. And the Lions, at least my immediate family were all Lions fans, but like my extended family couldn't even talk to him about it. It'll SOL, all this kind of stuff. Now everyone, oh, awesome, Amon-Ra St. Brown shirt. Oh, right. Wow, grit hat. You know, it's like, you guys were Lions fans, but you're like, oh, I stopped watching them years ago. That's what they'd always say. But now it's cool. It's cool to watch them because they're 13-2. They're really good. And it's just, I don't know. They've been Lions fans this whole time, I guess.
You may be too young, but I do often wonder, what do the Lions Free people do right now? Because for years, I'm Lions Free. I'm done with the team. I'm never coming back. They've hurt me. They've disappointed me. What do they do? They're back. But yeah, if you're a Lions fan, has the Lions made it easier to give Christmas gifts? Because let's face it, you get a hat that says grit, or a t-shirt that says grit, or a plain t-shirt that just says Jared Goff, Jared Goff, Jared Goff. And whoever you give that shirt to, gonna love you for life. 248-539-9797. I would say tickets, but if you're getting somebody Lions tickets, that's somebody you love.
Top 1%.
It used to be
getting Lions tickets.
Yeah, it used to be Lions tickets were just, you know, that was the white elephant gift. And here's a pair of Lions tickets. Now, Lions tickets, man. I couldn't even imagine. I get, you got tickets for the final game of the year against the Vikings. Woo! That's a Christmas gift in and of itself. Whoever gets you that gift, man, they think a lot of you and they love you. 248-539-9797. Let's go back to the phone lines. Nick, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing, Rico?
Hey, Nick, how are you?
Pretty good. I'm enjoying your show. Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on two things. The one thing was food gift cards are pretty hard for people to get mad at if you know what the person likes, like,
yeah,
you know, like Chick-fil-A or something like that. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if they got a certain restaurant that they always go to, like I said, if I was buying something for like Jeff Rieger loves a particular restaurant. If you listen to his show enough, you know the restaurant is. They serve Mexican food. I'll leave it at that. But yes, you get that restaurant card for that person and that's all they eat. It's perfect for them because you know they're going to use that card and they're going to use every penny you put on that card.
Yeah, I like it because they can't really say, oh, man, I didn't want that. You're lazy. You didn't want to really try and find something for me. I don't think that's the point of the gift. You're trying to just think of them, right?
Right.
Isn't that it? Yes. Okay. And I got another one for you, Rico, but this is sports related. We're all worried about the Lions injuries. I think we need to relax on that for a while because you know what? These guys have never been 13-2. So what I wanted to ask you is I'm focusing more on, and I'm sure you guys are going to roll out with this in 2 weeks because we haven't gotten close to the playoffs yet. But aren't you curious who, let's say we get to be 15-2 or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. And we win the home field, right? Don't you want to know who you're playing first round? Because I'll tell you, there's a team out there that's got me very nervous, and they're playing really, really well right now. I'm scared of the Rams.
You know what, Nick? It's funny, and I want you to call back later on in the week because that is a topic that I do have for the people. That exact question of who don't you want to see. So
yes,
we will hammer that a lot more later on this week. I promise you, Nick. Thanks for the call. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you too, Rico. And Merry Christmas, Jeff.
All right.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Sober Kenny. Yes, that's actually not Kenny because we've had people saying, is that just Kenny Sober? No, it's Jeff. Two different people. So... Right. Lions fans or people just out there buying Christmas gifts, I do want to know, have the Lions success made your life easier? Where all you got to do is get anything Lions related, Honolulu Blue, Lions logo, Lions terms, grit, whatever, Amon Ra. Has that made your life easier this year when you come to gift giving and you got a Lions fan? You just go ahead and get them something Lions related. We'll get your phone calls. We'll get your ticket texts next. 97.1.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stink of Truth podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink of Truth podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we're having some fun today. It's Christmas Eve. A lot of you are out shopping, or you've already wrapped up your shopping and you're just kind of hanging around and listening to the radio and just having fun with your family and friends. And there's a couple questions that we have on deck for you. Once again, what kind of shopper are you? Are you out at the mall right now? If you are, I would love to hear from you. 248-539-9797. Ask you, why are you out there? Did you not know that Christmas came on the 25th of December? Because I promise you, next year it comes on the 25th of December. Why did you wait so late? Unless this is your day. It's a challenge for you. Would love to hear that. And also, just sports related wise, what are you watching tomorrow? Are you watching the NBA or are you watching the NFL? Because for me, it's the day that the NBA officially starts. It's when I start paying attention to the NBA. And oh, by the way, you may want to start paying attention to the Pistons. But just in the last segment, I asked the question, have the Lions done you a favor when it came to gift giving? Where all you got to do is give anything Lions related. Anything Lions related. And you are guaranteed person's going to love it. Hats. T-shirts, bumper sticker, car flags, sweaters, blankets, you name it. Lions logo, grit logo, Dan Campbell outline, Jared Goff, Amon Ra, Sonic and Knuckles, you name it, Hutch. And everybody wants it. And you know everybody's going to love that gift. 248-539-9797. So just jump straight to the phone lines. Dan, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, good afternoon.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Yeah, I'm actually sitting in front of Rally House as we speak, getting ready to go in here. And for real, I'm not even lying. Getting ready to go in here and get my father-in-law a hoodie because he owns Nothing Lions. We're all over at the house for Christmas, and I'm like, everybody's got something on. I'm like, Tony, you got Nothing Lions? He's like, no. Nope. I said, I'll fix that. I'll be back in five.
So, yeah, the Lions have become that convenient. I promise you, you don't want to give cash. You don't want to give gift card. You can go Lions hoodie, and a person's going to love you for life. Is it a long line of people out there?
No, it's not bad. It's not bad. From what I'm seeing from my car talking to you, there ain't many people in there at all. I've actually been to a few other stores today, and it's not bad. I think online has really made things better for the guy who likes to go out into the store shopping, really.
So Dan, what you're telling me is David got it right. Christmas Eve shopping is actually the thing to do now.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not like back in the day. I'm 52 years old. So back in the day, it was a thing. It was not a good thing.
Okay, so yeah, you're in the same demographic as me. Dan, I absolutely hated it. Until years later when I was an adult and my mother told me, yeah, we did this to tire you out so you would go to sleep at night. Because I was like, oh, my God, do we have to go to another store? Like, I knew, yeah, I hated malls. Let's just put it like that. So, yeah.
Yep, yep. One other thing, I just I got my son a Demo jersey, and then I had to go get him the blue and the black Nikes and the suit to go with it. He's having a rough year. So this year, Anthony Twan, love you, son, if you're listening. But something for the Lions all year, and definitely – NFL tomorrow. I love my NBA, but not above the NFL.
All right. Appreciate the phone call. Merry Christmas to you, Dan. So Lions-related stuff. Maybe the Lions-related stuff is like scratch-offs. It's the stocking stuffer. It's the guaranteed hit in the city of Detroit. Anything that says Lions, Honolulu blue and silver, or Honolulu blue and black, or whatever it is. Man, Lions fans going to eat it up. No matter how big, no matter how small, they're going to love it. 248-539-9797. Let's go back to the phone lines. Mike, you're on 97.1.
Rico, how you doing? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
I just wanted to tell you, I was in a sporting goods store getting something for my dad also yesterday, and there was a lady and her daughter in front of me, and a nice, brand-new, shiny Lions helmet on the counter, and I leaned over and I said, someone's a lucky person. And the wife looked at me and just smiled and was like, very lucky man. And the daughter, she just kind of looked up at the ceiling like, hoo-hoo-hoo. So I think dad and the daughter were in cahoots to get that helmet. Hey, I just wanted to share that with you.
Mike, no, I appreciate it, and Merry Christmas to you, Mike. Yeah, jeez, I still... I like the new helmets that they wear with the black uniforms. I do. But I, if anybody from the Lions is listening, I think you made a grave error in not bringing back that old school logo that you brought back last year with the full lion on there with the bars behind them or whatever you. That was the sweetest logo. You should have embraced that. I went out and bought that. That helmet is hanging up in my office. I went out and got that particular helmet. I gave Kenny my other Lions helmets, but that one, I'm like, I'm getting that helmet. That helmet is sweet. I like the new one. I like that black and that bluish black that you wear with the black unis, but you dropped the ball, man. You should have brought that one back. Look, I know I'm just, you know, I'm just out here. I just live here. But you should bring that logo back. Do not make that a one-and-done type of thing. That logo needs to be back, especially for a big game. I promise you, everybody loved that thing. So, 248-539-9797. Couple ticket texts, Jeff. We jump back to the phone lines.
Yeah, so this is referring to NBA or NFL. Someone just says NBA all day. No way I'm watching NFL on a Wednesday. It's the NBA's day. The NFL belongs on Thursday and Sunday and Monday.
Yeah, it is true. I think I saw that, like, with the Chiefs have played on, I think, one like every day this year. I don't know what game the Tuesday game was. I don't know. But I think they played on every day by playing on this Wednesday. I think I saw a stat saying that they've hit every game.
It might be every day but Tuesday because they played the Black Friday game.
They played the Black Friday
game. They've had Thursday night football. This would be Wednesday football, and then obviously Monday night football.
So, yeah.
And they played a Saturday, too. So, I think it's every day but a Tuesday.
They played a Monday.
Yep.
So, they played a Thursday. So, yeah. You know what? I'm going to look and see. But 248-539-9797. Have the Lions made things easier for you where, guys, you know, you just go buy something Lions-related, and Merry Christmas, and you know the person is going to love it. Gary, you're on 97.1.
Hello.
Hey.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
I have a two-part question. One, have any of you ever dressed up as Santa Claus for either your kids or for some other reason? And two, if you did or if you will in the future, will you need a pillow?
You know what? No, I've never dressed up as Santa Claus. And fortunately, Gary, if you would have asked me this question a couple years ago, no, I didn't need a pillow. Need a pillow now. But no, I haven't. Have you?
Yeah, I have, and I didn't need a pillow.
I'm sure the kids loved you.
The big guys.
You know, it does happen that way. Like, oh, and here's Santa. Like, what are you trying to say? Gary, I'm sure the people loved you, man. Appreciate the phone call. Merry Christmas to you. That's a good question. We did the bucket list thing. Have you guys ever been Santa? I've never asked to be Santa.
I've never dressed up as Santa, and I don't think I ever will, to be honest with you.
No?
Bobby, have you?
Never dressed up, but unfortunately, just like Gary, I do not need the pillow.
Oh, no, I definitely don't need that pillow, but I'm not doing it.
by the way, no, they have not played on a Tuesday. That's the only day they did not play, but they will play every other day.
I think it's 3 games in 11 days Mahomes was crying about. But, I mean, the Lions did 3 games in 12 days, so.
Dude, he's Mahomes, so.
It's tough. It's tough. That's why they had all those four teams playing that Saturday, so they could justify it like, oh, it's the same turnaround as Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, it was almost like a mini 14 tournament. So, yeah, they turn around and they run it back. So, all right, so Lions fans, the question is simple. Have the Lions made Christmas shopping easier for you? All you got to do is buy anything Lions related, and you know people are going to love it. Hats, T-shirts, blankets, comforters, slippers, robes. So long as it says grit, so long as it's Holland blue, and silver, or it's Lion logo, or any of the players' jerseys, helmets, you name it. Have you found yourself buying a ton of Lions gear this holiday season? 248-539-9797. We'll get all your phone calls and ticket decks next. 97.1. 448 in the Metro Detroit area. It is Christmas Eve. We've talked about a lot, but primarily for those doing a lot of Christmas shopping today, you know, what's it like out there at the stores, the mall? Also, are you adverse to giving away money or gift cards? Because I'm not. I do it all the time. I love to give money out, gift cards out, so much easier because it always fits. It's always the right size. And no one, and I mean no one, has ever returned it and said, nah, that was impersonal. So we talked about that. If you missed any of it, you can hit the Odyssey Rewind, or you can give us a call, 248-539-9797. We also talked, tomorrow being Christmas Day. Christmas Day is normally the NBA's day. It's like the unofficial start of the NBA season, except for the NFL decided to crash the party. 2 games on Netflix. What are you watching tomorrow? Are you watching the NBA? Are you watching the NFL, the 2 games on Netflix? So we asked that question as well. What do you have to say?
Yeah, I just had some ticket text for you.
Okay.
Again, one regarding the NBA and NFL debate for tomorrow. This one says the NBA is total BS right now. Way too many threes, load management, and LeBron. I'll be watching the NFL. That's from Todd in New Baltimore.
Todd, the NBA does have a problem. The three-point shooting... Analytics is killing a lot of sports. Analytics did a number on baseball, and baseball fought back because that, like, the shift, because, oh, it's like, okay, you're taking the fun out of the game. There's an art if you can hit it past the shortstop. But when you got the second baseman and the shortstop and the third baseman and the left fielder all sitting in one spot, okay, there's no fun in that game anymore. They have to, and they banned the shift. NBA has to do something because now the Boston Celtics end up shooting like 60 threes a game, where you're literally paying money to watch NBA shoot around, because that's what it looks like. If you guys ever got to the arena early, you ever got to watching a game early and the players are just out there jacking threes, that's what you're paying for now. There's no strategy. There's no offense being run. It's just fast break, and no more dunks. We're going to spot up and shoot a three. I almost am angry because I used to love what Steph Curry did, but, man, he's kind of ruined the game because Steph, everybody wants to be Steph. It's like when Odell Beckham Jr. did the one-handed catch, and then every kid had to do that same catch, and I would have been furious if I was a high school coach, like, son, two hands, and you would have caught that ball. Now I got to look stylistic and you one hand, and I get it. I say all that to say I understand where he's coming from. The NBA, but this is their unofficial start. It's Christmas Day, and the NFL said, I don't care. We're going to take this over. Like, hockey tried to do it with New Year's Day. We're going to play the Winter Classic, and, yeah, college football quickly said, no, we good. You're not really a threat to us. Go ahead.
Yeah, this one is referring to Amazon. It says, shopping on Amazon just takes dollars out of your community and benefits people in a boardroom five states away. You got to be disciplined and support your community.
I mean, I get that, but a lot of stores are not brick and mortar in your local communities. A lot of them, you can purchase things on Amazon. I found out. So, yes, whenever you can, support mom and pop. But a lot of times, mom and pop, they're right there. They're on Amazon. If you do a little search, it's like, oh, I can just buy it offline. Yeah, you can.
All right, this one's also referring to the Christmas gift situation. He says, yep, I'm with Rico. As my kids are adults, they just get cold, hard cash. I also haven't shopped in 27 years. All I've done is cash since my children have become adults. So,
man, I'm telling you, it's kind of the way to go. And, I mean, we also asked a question, too, because I think the Detroit Lions have made it so easy this year to buy gifts. Anything Lion related is just going to sell. Anything Lion related, and people are going to love. Get them a Lions hoodie, they'll love it. Get them a hat.
I mean, you're either buying for a diehard fan who loves the team, or maybe someone who is
a bandwagon fan
coming on the scene and needs Lion stuff. So you can't go wrong with it this year.
You can't. Jersey, T-shirt, helmet, sweaters, hoodies, whatever. Lions fans are going to buy up all types of products. So they've just made it so easy for the Lions. Speaking of the Lions, it was funny. In the break, having a conversation with Jeff. Jeff filling in for Kenny right now, and Kenny and David are off. And Jeff saying how he needs Green Bay. Green Bay killed the Saints last night. In case you weren't watching, it wasn't even fun. If you're a Packers fan, it was fun. If you're a Packers fan, you didn't feel the cold. You just watched the Saints get shellacked. Matter of fact, it was the only shutout this year in the NFL, 34-0. You can check it, Bobby. Because trust me, the Packers put out on social media and let everybody know everybody else is frauds except for them because they have the only shutout this year.
I mean, I caught that game right before half. It was a brutal watch for just like someone who's impartial on it. I don't care at this point if the Packers win or lose because they're locked into where they are and the Lions are not going to get below them or above them. So, yeah, it was a brutal watch.
And we're going to get into this a lot more in the next hour, but if you're a Lions fan, I know, you know, you want the number one seed. I get it. I understand. But this whole, well, we need Green Bay to beat Minnesota. No, you don't. Because here's the last time I checked. You win all your games, you get the number one seed. You don't need somebody else to cut your grass. You can cut your own grass. So I understand where you're coming from. I think it's a little weak. I think it's very weak. Let me backtrack. Very weak, Jeff. The Lions are good enough. Go win your own games. You don't need Green Bay to do your dirty work for you. You can just win it yourself. Be done. Because guess what? You got the Niners. You get to exercise the demons of last year. And you get Minnesota at Ford Field with that crowd as loud as it gets. That's on you. So if you're a Lions fan, I don't understand this whole, we want the Packers to win for us.
Because it's easy. You can just have an easy week 18 and this whole hype of like, oh, the Vikings are going to take down the Lions. There won't even be a chance of it.
Nothing about this team is easy. You've heard Dan Campbell say, no, we're not holding anything back. Man, you quit trying to go the easy route. Okay.
I get it.
You know
it.
What? You know what's
it.
Not easy? It. A Super Bowl title is not easy.
I know.
Okay? There's no back door to a Super Bowl title, and there's no back door to heaven. Okay? I checked for neither one. It's not there. You want the Super Bowl? You got to earn the Super Bowl.
I'm fine with either way. I just prefer to have my grass cut for me, like you said.
We'll talk about this more in the next hour. Lions fans, are you like Jeff? Where you want the Packers to come out and kind of do your dirty work for you? Or to hell with that. You're the Lions. We cut our own grass. 248-539-9797. We'll get to all of that next. 97.1.